Gary Portelli joins me now. He's got Sheila Rain. How are you, Gary?
Good, Cozzy. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Let's set the table. You're probably the same thing, aren't you? You come back from the spell with your filly and think, well, let's hope we got the same product there as what we have when we turned around.
Yeah, exactly. It's always, the bit of a worry going into your next campaign with a young horse in particular. You know, the record that most Golden Slipper winners have had in the past, a bit of a disaster area, really. But we're hoping, like everyone else in the past, that we've got the horse that throws off that theory.
I said to Toby, had he noticed much physical difference with his filly with Hootson? And yeah, he said, filled out, thickened up, the whole lot. What about Sheila Rain? Did you notice when she came back, we've got something a bit bigger or better?
Yeah, look, she's 40 kilos heavier than what she was when she won the Slipper. So you can see she's come on in leaps and bounds. Not many horses can put on 40 kilos in 10 weeks. She has, and it's not an ounce of fat. It's all muscle. And she looks awesome.
That's fantastic. Out in the paddock, she said she's come back and not looking too fat. Is she one of those who sort of keeps herself a bit fit in the paddock when she spells or not?
Mate, I don't think she would have. She had a paddock around about 3 acre paddock to herself, and I reckon she probably only used about half an acre. I don't know what she's like. She's like a big hippo, mate. She just, everything she does in slow motion, and she's not a big horse at all, but she just gets around. Everything she does is just relaxed and methodical.
Well, I said to Toby as well, the first dash up for Hootson, did he think we got something special? And sort of said, oh, it took a while to come right. Was Sheila Rain a similar thing?
No, look, she scared us at the first gallop. We thought we got the clocks wrong. That's how quick she went.
Fair digger.
Yeah, I had to look at the clock, or he looked at me, and we sort of shook our heads, and I said, did you get that? And he said, I was going to ask you the same question. So, yeah, she's phenomenal from the first time we really let her rip.
What did she run first gallop?
She ran, off memory, it was 21.9 for the last 400 metres of a gallop by herself out the grass track.
On her own, with no partner?
Most 2 years ran about 24 on that track.
Goodness me. So that's 12. That's over 12 lengths quicker.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see what she did at the first barrier trial. She won it by 9, then she won the first start by 9. So, you know, she just did things on... And that was on a dry track, and that's what I mean. Look, we haven't seen... I'm hoping that I'm right, but no one's seen how good this filly is yet because she's been hindered by wet tracks.
Mm. Gee,
you know,
whiz.
First start in the race, she equaled the course record at Kembla Grange, and that was the first start in the race. Not many horses can do that. So we're hoping, mate. It's a dream come true to win a Golden Slipper, but to have one that trains on is even more important, you know.
I think you knocked over the $5 million mark in your prize money, I think, too, during the season, didn't you?
This year's been a good one, mate. Yeah, it's been great. We've got a lot of nice horses in the stable that have been firing. I shouldn't say that. This year was probably the smallest team I've had. I had about 30 horses in work, and there was quality there. And the prize money's so good in Sydney, and you know, particularly in the bigger races. We won the $1 million race with Test of Shadow during the carnival up at the Gold Coast, and Rebel Day won $1 million race, and she's won a couple of $1 million, so... Pretty chuffed with our team, in particular, you know, it's a team effort. In saying team, you know, we've got good people working for us, and makes it a lot easier to get out of bed in the morning now that you've got good horses and they're going to get well looked after.
Now, with Sheila Rain, how many runs are you anticipating prior to the Everest?
This stage, only two. Yeah. Only two. We think that we'd like to see her. You know, we want to make sure we've got longevity and we don't over race her. Coming out of a hard campaign as a two-year-old, like all them runs were on wet tracks, so we've got to be mindful of that. So she's going to step right up to wait for age racing against some of these older horses that really know their craft, and got to be careful we don't push them too hard before they're ready. So at this stage, it's two. If she tells me she's right to go again, there could be another race for her, but at this stage, I want to try and win the Everest. That's probably as high as you can go, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd reckon. Now, is Benny Mellon locked in? You wouldn't get him off of the bomb, would you?
Look, he can't ride a first up, but he's trying his hardest to get down to ride 51 for the Everest. So, you know, he's the reason she's in the race. With a great ride in the Slipper, and we'll give him every opportunity to get down to weight, and hopefully he can, because it's a great combination.
It was a brave ride in the Slipper. I wonder how long your heart stopped beating for at times.
Well, actually, I was lucky I had two in the race, because as soon as he did what he did, I went back and watched the other horse for a little while. Because he was in the position I wanted him to be in, and she was behind him at that point. And we sort of discussed, you know, if she got back too far that she might get blocked for a run, but she just kept getting them rails runs because no one wanted to go near the fence. It was so wet. So he just scooted along the inside. It looked like it was a lap to go at the trot. She just kept going past horse after horse, and then, of course... The focus was on her as she straightened, and I couldn't believe she still had a kick at the 200. But that's testament to how much ability she's got. She's the real deal.
All right. Well, we've got the today. You've got Bodhi Blue in race three.
Yep, she's been knocking on the door. Had every chance last start. Was disappointing. Wouldn't go past the leader. Taking the blinkers off and back to 1,100 and kept her nice and fresh. So hopefully she can get over the line in this race today. It looks a winnable race.
All right. Now, the next event, you've not the next race, rather, but you've got a couple of other runners here. You've got Puppet Master in the fourth. This is a James Cummings one.
Yeah, James had this little colt up until probably about a month or so ago, and I've given him two trials. Both trials were really good. He's a beautiful type of horse, typical of the Derby boys by some cracking types. He's massive hind quarter, good shoulder. A real racehorse, you know, a good type. So hopefully he can use his good looks today and put his best foot forward. You know, young horses first start in the race, you're never really sure what they're going to do, but he's shown above average ability. And but I'm hearing a few tips around the race. I know Godolphin's got a couple of nice ones in the race as well, but you know, it's always tough to first start, but he should run well.
Righty-o. We go to race seven, and Pure Rebel, you've got running here with Josh Adams on board.
Yeah, he won last start. Took a while for him to finally break his maiden. He had 10 goes to win his maiden. He's one of them horses that showed a lot of ability, but didn't quite put it together on race day. So hopefully him getting over the line last start will get his confidence up and he'll learn something from it. And it's always hard for horses to win their maiden and then win the next start, so I'm mindful of that, you know.
All right, and then we go Sizzling Grace, Jess Taylor on board in the last.
Yeah, look, I'm expecting an improved performance from her. Last campaign was on softish track. She just hates, it's only got to look like running. She won't go in it. So gets a good track today, good barrier, trial well, and she's going to give you a good sight.
All right, what's the pick of yours today? Is it the Puppet Master?
I think Bodhi Blue is probably the best chance, but potentially going forward, I'm hoping Puppet Master's can do the job because he's got that little bit of an X factor about him. I'm hoping he can really do the job.
All right, terrific. Well, we wish you all the best. Good luck, and good luck with She Will Reign. Gary, good to catch up.
Thanks, Cozzy.